Up to 1 in 4 teens who lived through lockdown now have mental health disorders, NHS. By Peter Cattell on November 30, 2022. Up to 1 in 4 teenagers who lived through Britain's on and off lockdowns now have mental disorders, data released by the NHS has revealed. There has been a significant increase in the number of children and teenagers with mental health disorders, with data released by the NHS revealing that up to one quarter of those aged 17 to 19 have now been left with some sort of probable mental disorder. Issues surrounding both lockdown school closures and Britain's post-lockdown economic downturn appear like they may have contributed to the deteriorating mental health of children in the country. According to the data released on Tuesday, 25.7% of teens aged 17 to 19 have what is deemed a probable mental disorder, up from only 17.4% in 2021, and only 10.1% in 2017. Things were not a whole lot better for those aged 7 to 16, with 18% being deemed to have a probably mental disorder, an increase of just under 6% on the previous year. When sex was accounted for, boys seemed to be far more susceptible to mental health issues, with males aged 7 to 10 being nearly twice as likely to experience issues compared with girls of the same age. However, this trend reverses when young adults are examined, with nearly one-third of young women aged 17 to 24 having some sort of probable mental health issue, compared to just over 1 in 10 men. While the NHS makes no attempts at ascribing a cause to the increase in mental health disorders in their Tuesday press release, the Socialized Healthcare Service does examine a number of factors post-lockdown that may be having an effect on the well-being of young people. For example, the release notes that 38.6% of children aged 11 to 16 are worried about what effect school closures during lockdown will have on their schoolwork, with 43.5% worried about the effect they could have on exams. Economic difficulty largely brought about as a result of lockdown policy, along with Britain's Green Agenda, long-term government mismanagement, and the Ukraine war, also appears to have taken its toll on many children, with 1 in 4 aged 7 to 16 with a probable mental disorder reporting that their household had seen income levels drop over the last 12 months, compared with only 1 in 5 of all children within this age group. Meanwhile, 14.8% of 17 to 22-year-olds with probable mental disorders reported their household as not having enough food or having to attend a food bank, compared to only 2.1% of the general population. Non-lockdown-related issues may also be contributing to the drop in the well-being of children and young people, with one survey finding that over 70% of those aged 7 to 12 now fear the effects of climate change. Regardless of the causes, however, the impact of the mental health crisis is something not to be understated, with the NHS reporting that 28.3% of 7 to 16-year-olds and 68.6% of 17 to 24-year-olds report to have attempted self-harm. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.